This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London and good afternoon to you.
Good morning to Johnny and good afternoon over at my end.
Now, of course, we're going to look to the week ahead in a moment or two. But firstly, I wanted to ask you about gold, because we've seen quite a dramatic slump in gold prices over the last couple of days or so. What is behind that? Is that because of the warmer relations now? Well, seemingly warmer relations between the United States and China in terms of tariffs?
Yes, precisely. So there are actually two factors at play right now. One is a geopolitical factor, which is potentially we could start to see a better trade relationship between China and US based on the meeting coming up from Kuala Lumpur over the weekend, where US Treasury Scott Bessent has said that potentially this additional 100% tariffs will be effectively off the table in relation to China giving a bit of leeway by not going too harsh on this rare earth exports control, and that could be deferred potentially to 1 year, and with the potential promise of China continuing to purchase soybeans from the US. So all this tie up together with this upcoming meeting between, in-person meeting, I'd like to stress, for the very first time since a couple of years ago, where Trump first term in 2018-2019, so right now, let's talk about 6-7 years from now. Finally, Trump and Xi managed to get to meet face-to-face. So that will be a lot of PR initiative going on. But most importantly over here is that the groundwork has been laid for a potential cementation of a, at least for a worst-come scenario, a trade tariff truce between two sides, where potentially we may see a further extension to about 6 months for tariffs to remain low for both sides. So that actually suck out the safe haven premium play for gold. So on top of that, we also start to see a key breach of a key support level for gold yesterday. Firstly, on an intraday basis, it broke below the $4,000 per ounce support level. So that's I'm talking about spot gold XAU/USD. And so it has a daily close below 4,056 as well. So that kind of cascade a downside spiral for gold as we are speaking right now, as short-term speculators are now embarking on a potential, we call it a short-term bearish play for gold, given the fact that a support level has been breached, kind of a damaging the medium-term uptrend phase that was actually previously in play since the start of September. So that being said, it actually lured in a lot of short-term speculators on the short side. So that's why we start to see a dramatic sell-off in the gold price right now. So the next major key support level to watch out for, there are two of them. Firstly, will be in short-term 3,800. That will be the 50-day moving average. So if the 50-day moving average gives way, the major support will come in at around 3,430, 3,400 next.
What about the stock markets, Kelvin? How's it been in Asia Pacific today?
So after yesterday, across the board, a big rally at the start of the week, we now start to see a bit of profit taking coming to play. So firstly, the Nikkei 225 actually shed close to negative 0.6%. And the Hang Seng, which is the Hong Kong stock market, the Hang Seng index, shed a negative 0.33%. So overall, what we could see over here is we see a bit of profit taking today in the Asia-Pacific stock market, in light also with this up-and-coming risk event that is taking shape on Wednesday, which is the release of the mega-cap technology stocks, which we could talk about later, and as well as the FOMC meeting.
And as regards the FOMC meeting and what we're going to hear from Jerome Powell on Wednesday, Kelvin, I suppose markets are going to be looking at how dovish or otherwise Jay Powell is going to be.
Yes, precisely. So what we could see is that based on the Fed Funds Futures market pricing, based on data coming out from the latest CME Fed Watch 2, market has almost been 100% certain that the US Federal Reserve will ignite another 25 basis point cut on the this coming 29th October FOMC meeting. So that will be the second cut of the year. So the key, we call it narrative, or the key emphasis will be on a Fed chair press conference thereafter, because market will be hearing his guidance and potential hints. How long will this current interest rate cut cycle last? Because based on the current pricing right now, according to the Fed Funds Futures market, market participants has now turned much more dovish compared to a month ago, especially on last Friday, cooler than expected US CPI data. So if you look at the pricing right now, market is also looking for another high chance of 95% chance on the 10th of December 2025 FOMC meeting. So that will be the last meeting of the year for the Fed to do a third cut for this year to bring down to 3.5% to 3.75%. Then thereafter, we have on the average, three interest rate cuts being priced in for 2026 for now, looking for the Fed funds to actually potentially end on the last meeting of the 2026, that will be 9th of December, to be at 2.75% to 3%. So the key things over here is that will Fed chair starts to play a bit of surprise to the market, where he will take back a bit of the dovishness expectation that is being priced in right now. So that is the key things that market participants will be looking out for. And also, will Fed chair address the potential government shutdown that is ongoing right now that could further lead to a potential slowdown in economic growth, US economic growth. So that potentially indirectly could actually trigger off a much more dovish bet on the US Federal Reserve interest rate cut cycle to get extended into 2026. And that could potentially cement a further US dollar weakness in terms of interest rate differential with the rest of the world, and also continues to reinforce the ongoing medium-term bullish trend that we start to see right now in the US stock market that will eventually will have also a positive feedback loop back into the global stock market as well.
And as for the rest of the week to come, we've got some mega earnings coming up, with many of the big techs announcing their results, plus some other data as well, Kelvin.
Yes, precisely. So we have five mega cap US tech stocks reporting their Q3 earnings for this week. Firstly, we have Microsoft, Meta, Alphabet reporting their earnings after the close of the US session on the 29th of October, followed by Apple and Amazon the following day, which is the 30th of October after the US session closed. So definitely, their post-earnings price action reaction will be pretty much significant, given the fact that all these five mega cap stocks has a combined weightage of close to 40% on the NASDAQ 100 and close to 30% on the S&P 500. And also other events slash data to look out for this week. We have two other central bank meetings to look at. Firstly, will be the Bank of Japan interest rate decision that will be out on 30th of October, together with the release of its quarterly outlook report. So market participants has really started to price in, given the fact that right now we have a new Japanese administration led by a new prime minister. Very unlikely BOJ will do any interest rate hike this time around. So, but market participants will be looking at the quarterly outlook report. Will there be any potential upgrade in inflationary trend going forward into 2026 and 2027? So do not forget over here is that in the last meeting, in BOJ last meeting, there was actually two dissenters that actually favored for a interest rate hike at that point in time. So that was about a month ago. So this time around, if we start to see revision in the quarterly outlook report, especially in inflationary trend in Japan, that could potentially increase the odds of next BOJ interest rate hike, not cut, interest rate hike to become in the end of this year or early January. So that could potentially put some downside pressure on the dollar yen. And also, last but not least, we have ECB interest rate decision that will be out on the same day as well, 30th of October. So for ECB, market is now looking for no interest rate, we call it a cut at all, to be stamp pad. And market will be focusing on ECB President Lagarde press conference. So bear in mind that in the previous meeting, she actually hinted that ECB is more or less coming to the end of the interest rate cut cycle that kickstarted last year. So more likely she will still continue to play this tonality over here. And also given the fact that if the US China trade relation things gets better, so there will be not enough strong impetus for ECB to remain dovish again. So something to look out for, and that could potentially act as a we call it a positive catalyst for the euro dollar to potentially trade higher in the short term to medium term perspective.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. Thank you so much. We'll speak to you very soon.
Thank you, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.